That's right. That's what happened.
Well, what happened if a ship was in distress and another ship would come by, or you could see it far off and say they didn't go to the ship's rescue?
What would happen?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that would happen.
If it did, there's no law that covers this.
No, there isn't.
Really. No way.
Depend to some extent on the weather, too.
Yeah.
If it appeared...
Tech, I mean, there's a lot of bad imitations about on my show, and I'll tell you what, yours was the worst.
Well, that does it. You're not nice at all.
Oh, well, look at here, Judy. Permit me, this is my wife, Judy.
How do you do? Hi.
Oh, listen, Judy, give us a kiss right here and now, and show her what a nice guy I am.
In front of all these people, Mr. Punch?
Oh, look at here, Judy, it'll be all right. Now, you just pucker up there, sweetie, and we'll give...
But, Mr. Punch...
Oh, look at here, let's give it... Oh, you buffed me right on the nose!
Oh, Mr. Punch, it was your nose that got me. Oi, oi, oi.
Oh, look, that's not going to work. Put your head back like that. There you go. Oh, you buffed me right in the chin.
Oh, you're such a pointy chin, Mr. Punch. Oi, 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 oi.
Oh, look at here, that's not going to work. Put your...
No, Mr. Punch, try it around this... Oh, it's not going to work.
Oh, look here, I got a great idea. You just back up right over here. There you go. You stand right there. Now, listen. I'm going to go over here. You stand right there, and I'm going to take a running start and give you a big kiss.
I'm not so sure this is going to work, ladies and gentlemen. I try.
All right, here we go. A one, a two, a three. Judy, what's your move for? Get out. I'm going to buff you in the beans for that one. Judy, you come here right now. I'm going to get you. Come back here.
Well, that settles it. I certainly don't want to do a show about anyone as disagreeable as that Mr. Punch. But, well, I had my show all planned, and now he spoiled it. And I was supposed to entertain you people. I promised Cousin Thelma I'd do it, and I don't want to let her down. She's been so nice to us. I'm going to have to think about this. What can I... Hey, I got an idea. Pineapple, oh, Pineapple, come up here.
Well, is it time for me to take the stage down?
Oh, no, you dear doggy. It will be, of course, after you sing your song.
I can finish my song?
Oh, yes, of course, Pineapple. You may even use my stage.
I can, yeah, you mean it, I mean it. Oh, goody, goody, Mildred.
Yeah, oh. Don't get carried away. Now, what's the name of your song, and I'll introduce it.
Oh, the name of the song? Oh, I don't know.
Well, never mind. I'll think of something. You go get in the
Okay,
stage.
Okay. I'm going.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, one of the most foremost and famous dog stars in the whole entertainment world has kindly consented to perform for us today. He will perform the song that got him started on his amazing career. You may hum along if you like. So, without further ado, I'll introduce to you Pineapple the Wonder Dog singing the stirring Pineapple song. Take it away, Pineapple!
Thank you. Well, here we go.
Very good, Pineapple.
Oh, but Mildred, there's 24 more choruses.
Oh.
Oh, thank you. Very much.
Okay, Pineapple. That was good. Now you take down the stage.
What? Me take down the stage?
Of course.
Surely you jest. I am a star. I'm no roadie.
Oh, I should have known it would go straight to his head. What a ham.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I will be giving paw prints away as autographs up at the tent by the marble stage at later today, so come by. Oh, we'll be glad to sell you one for a quarter. Oh, listen, George, draw my bath. I'm ready
well,
to be...
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nothing has gone exactly the way I've planned it this morning, but I hope you've enjoyed our show anyway. I guess I'll come back and take the stage down later myself. Thank you very much.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Oh, how are you doing, dear?
Let's give him a great big hand. And as a matter of fact, are you going to pull it back now? You're going to leave it. You're going to... take it down. All right. They are going. He is. They am. Are going to take the stage down. And I do need to tell you this, that the boat is running today. It will not run tomorrow or Sunday. So if you want a boat ride today or Monday are the days you can have that pleasure, the boat ride. Our next performer is, a third, fourth, fifth generation Florida cracker. She grew up over in Waldo, of all places. Her daddy was a railroad man. I don't know whether he ever ran on the Orange Blossom special or not, but she knows a lot about Cedar Key and Otter Creek and Gainesville and Waldo, Tampa, you name it. She has tales. I hope she won't tell them all at one time. But as soon as we get this puppet show paraphernalia off the stage, why, she'll be, well, here she is, sitting right back here looking pious and pretty. And we'll need a mic out there, won't we? She's going to use mine. Well, I guess I'll let her. She and I have been friends. I told you that you make friends of your students. And Margie was once a student of mine at Gainesville High School, believe it or not. So, let's welcome Marjorie Baldwin from down Tampa way.
Thank you very much. I'm so very happy to be here today and try to share with you a few of the things that I enjoyed when I was a little girl. There was an old man that grew up with my grandmother's brothers and herself. And then when my mother came along, he was a grown man. And then when I came along with my brother, we got the benefit of some of his wit and humor, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. So right at this time, I'd like to say his name was Cush Holston. He's a legend in our part of the state down near Cedar Keys and Otter Creek. And he loved children, he loved to play the fiddle, and he loved to tease. So what I'm going to do right now is give you some of the spelling words that he taught us when we were children. And then I hope that you will join with me in spelling a couple of them. He used to wander in. He was a real old man, shabbily dressed, twinkle in his eye, light step even in his late 80s, the last I saw of him. And he'd say, "Hello, you young'uns. What are you doing today? Do you know me? I resemble myself." And then we would all laugh, and then he'd say, "How about let's have some spelling today?" So he would start off, he says, "I bet you can't spell grasshopper." Well, we would always pretend that we didn't know how to spell anything, and so then he would say, "Well, it's real easy. You spell grasshopper by saying G grass, H hop, to the Y hopper. Grasshopper." And then he says, "Can you spell turkey pie?" So he says, "It's real simple. T-U turkey, T-I tie. I'll eat turkey till I die." And then he would go on to say, "Of course I know you like sweet tater pie. So how do you spell sweet tater? S-Y-R-ter, S-Y-A-ter, S-O-P, and T-R tater." Well, we thought these were funny. And we would laugh, and then he would play us a tune on the fiddle, and then he would continue again. "Well, how do you spell turtle? T-U-artle, T-U-adle, T-U-artle, little turtle." And how do you spell bucket? Bucket is real, real common. It's when anybody can do it. Why, just say B-U-double-E-C-K-E-T, bucket. One of the hard ones that he gave us that we always had trouble remembering, even when I got grown, was how to spell geography. Now, some of you, I'm sure, are studying geography now. Some of you have it to look forward to, and some of you have studied it in the past. But he spelled geography. George E. Ogander rode a pig home yesterday. Geography. But he always said geography. Now, the other one, and this one I would like for you to try with me after we get through, was huckleberry pie. How many likes huckleberry pie? Oh, everybody loves huckleberry pie. Well, to spell huckleberry pie, you say, H-U-huckle-C-U-cuckle, H-U-huckle-I, H-U-huckle-C-U-cuckle, huckleberry pie. Okay, would you like to spell that with me? Let's try it again. H-U-huckle, say it, H-U-huckle-C-U-cuckle. H-U-huckle-I. H-U-huckle.
H-U-huckle.
C-U-cuckle.
C-U-cuckle.
Huckleberry pie.
Huckleberry pie.
Good. Now let's do it all through together. H-U-huckle. C-U-cuckle.
H-U-huckle-I.
H-U-huckle. C-U-cuckle.
H-U-huckle.
Huckleberry pie. Very good. Now, one other one that we'll play with. Mississippi. Can you all spell Mississippi? Oh, well, we'll try it Cush's way now. Mississippi. M-I, crooked letter I, crooked letter, I, humpback I. Mississippi. Now, you want to try that one? Okay, start out with M-I-S-S. That's right. Now, that's the way you spell it in school. But now we're going to spell it Cush's way. M-I, crooked letter. Crooked letter. Humpback I. Good. It seems like you already knew that one. Cush was a great one for telling stories and for fiddling. And he has been up on this stage some 20-odd years ago with his fiddle. And we do have some of his music recorded on a record they released last year. I wish that each and every one of you could have met this gentleman because he loved children. And he loved to make gadgets for them. And he would go around town with his little old fiddle and he'd stop on the street corners and he always had a bunch of kids with him. And he always had a laugh, a twinkle in his eye, and he was never too busy to give us any time. He was one great man. Thank you very much.
Aren't you glad she's here to tell you about Cush? Let's give her a big old hand. And teach us how to spell all these here words. Do I my ears deceive me? Or do I have a group ready to come on? Do I have a group from Niblack Elementary ready to come? Where are they? Oh, all right. Well, it's your time. Advance to the front. Niblack sixth grade elementary from Lake City, Florida, Columbia County. Let's clap them onto the stage.
Okay. This is the chorus and the ensemble from Neblack School. We'd like to sing three folk songs for you. The ensemble will sing the first one, an old sea chanty, folk song they used to sing as they worked on the ships, Shenandoah, and then two other ones by the whole chorus from the Appalachian Mountain area, Every Night When the Sun Goes In, and I Know Where I'm Going.
Thank you.